Denali National Park is home to North America's tallest peak. Today, we venture there for a look at one of the animals people most like to see, as long as they stay in the bus. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about stories from rural and agricultural America. On episode 53, it's Wayne Kreitz, the farmer who fought the courts for his own grain.
And if they blocked us any other way, I was going to form a bucket brigade.
In episode 52, meet the college kid making a living by sharing agriculture with tourists.
Agritourism, I feel like they're the unsung heroes of the ag industry because they kind of help bridge the gap between farm to table.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Denali National Park is a vast, untamed stretch of land, with Denali, the mountain peak, as its centerpiece. Scott Johnson is a naturalist who leads tours of the park. He says there's lots of wildlife here, of course, but sometimes you have to look hard to find it.
Grizzly bear might have a home range of 500 square miles, and we have to try to figure out how to make our bus meet up with that bear at some point during the day. You can kind of concentrate a little bit heavier in some of the better habitats where they're seeking out forage and whatnot, but you never know. What I like to say is wildlife sightings, you need one of two things, time or timing.
Grizzlies here may not be as large as those in other parts of the nation. That's because they have to range farther to find their food, and what they find may be in smaller portions.
We don't have any salmon running in our streams where we see them, so our bears have to make a living some other way. They're not necessarily going to be chasing down their meals. Those meals are just as interested in getting away. So it's probably a little bit easier for a grizzly bear to find a diet made out of blueberries or soapberries or grasses and flowers.
Denali bears have a diet of about 80% vegetation. Access to the park for most tourists is via a ranger-led bus tour. There are important reasons folks like Scott lead these tours.
Once this park became more accessible, we'd already kind of really started to change our thinking. We'd seen what we'd done elsewhere, and we thought there may be a better way for folks to be able to take in the park. Myself, when I'm seeing the park, I don't necessarily need to see it in my car.
Scott first came here as a tourist. He came back the next year because he enjoyed his trip. By then, he was hooked, and he's worked here for over two decades. He says leading bus tours allows visitors to concentrate on looking for wildlife instead of splitting their attention by trying to stay on the road. He had experience driving a large truck for his dad in the city of Chicago. Today, he's still driving a large vehicle, but the surroundings have definitely changed. Traveling the countryside in Denali National Park, I'm Andrew McCray.